Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to once again have the opportunity to connect with you all. So what we'd like to discuss today is the upcoming summer solstice, as well as the energy of the eclipses that you're currently experiencing. You have three eclipses. One you've already experienced at the beginning of June. You've got another mid-month here on the 15th, and another on July 1st. And these first two eclipses are preparing you, helping you to clear so that you are better able to receive the information that is going to be sent to you or deposited in your energetic field as a result of the summer solstice. Now, each solstice brings with it packets of information. The sun is sending you information, and that is the sun's responsibility. It holds the records for all of the experiences in the solar system. It keeps all the planets in divine alignment, if you will. It is the metronome for the solar system, keeps time, sending information off to every corner of the solar system saying, now we're going to work on this, now we're going to work on that, keeping everything in harmony and balance. And so this summer solstice, the issues or the packets of information that you're going to be sent have to do with the release of karmic contracts surrounding bondage and limitation, with corrupt thinking, with self-aggrandizement, and greed. So those are some of the negative sides, all right, if you will, the things to be released, to be brought up, to be cleared. And on the more positive side, it is helping you to connect more with the divine matrix, to see the perfection in yourselves, and also in your cells. All right, we'll talk about that in just a moment. But also to see and feel your divine connection with the collective consciousness. To know that you are not separate. To know that as you make changes within, you are creating change for the whole. And this is where all your power lies. And we say this time and time again, but we cannot stress this enough. And again, you all think that you are somehow limited, that your decisions and your changes within can't possibly be enough to change the planetary consciousness. But when enough of you start to awaken, and it doesn't take very many of you, you will find that you create great change. And this summer solstice is helping you to be aware of what you can do with collective consciousness when you come together as a group, as you come together to plug into the divine matrix. And you're going to start to get more and more information about how to work with groups, how to work as a collective consciousness. Innately, you already know how, but this will help to bring it to your conscious awareness of how to act. And you'll find that many of you will start to create groups to work with, and if you're already working within a group, you'll find new and exciting ways of working, new intents to put underneath about what you want to create and experience together, what you want to put your energy behind. Because when you all work together, that's when you can create massive change on a huge scale, very, very quickly. And as we said, it doesn't take a lot of you to create this wonderful change. Now you've got a third eclipse that is coming at the beginning of July, and that is going to help you to anchor some of what you are receiving and to clear out anything else that's in the way there. And then you're going to have a few week respite, and then you're going to find that things start to heat up again. Now, don't worry if you feel that life is a bit chaotic. Yes, the pot is being stirred, and it's becoming more and more important for all of you to learn to hold your own frequency. The affirmation we give is, I stand in peace in the midst of chaos. For those of you who have awakened already, this is going to be one of your most challenging tasks, as it were, over the next year and a half. Because those who have been sleeping, when they awaken, they've got a lot more to clear in a very short amount of time, and it is completely disorienting for most of them. So for you to be able to hold your frequency will allow them ease and grace in the transition. It also serves you because you are not feeling drained, you're not feeling fatigued, you aren't feeling the lower frequencies, you're not being dragged down into them, into the Maya. It's not required, and it doesn't do anyone any service. Also, what we'd like to say here is that you don't have to change anyone. You don't have to go out and spout, you know, information about the summer solstice and about the eclipses. Just hold the knowledge and wisdom within yourself. If it comes up in conversation and you'd like to share, then by all means go right ahead. But you don't have to fix or change anyone or anything because they are already perfect. And this is part of what you're also getting, is your own divine perfection within the collective consciousness, that things are playing out from other lifetimes, from other galactic issues, just as they need to, so that healing can occur. Don't judge those things as being wrong. Some of those things are being required to be created in order to be cleared. And also the divine perfection in your cellular structure. Seeing your bodies as being pure, healthy, and vital, and connecting more and more with the body. We've said this time and again, especially for those of you who are sensitive, that you don't like to be in your bodies because it doesn't feel good. Well, you've come to a point where you cannot be out of your body any longer. You must be in your body in order, one, to feel good, and two, to do what you came here to do. And while there is all the chaos that's being stirred, it can be very easy for you to plug into some of the lower frequencies, and that can create ill health or ill feelings in the body. So to keep resetting that and seeing yourself in divine alignment, divine perfection, divine health, vitality with the body is very, very important. The body is never really sick. It's just a story that you tell yourselves or a frequency that you align with, and that becomes your reality. But that is an illusion, and you can change your vehicle very, very rapidly. It doesn't take a great deal of time. That's a belief system. And again, we've said this time and again, immerse yourself in stories of immediate healings, spontaneous healings. Not healings that took months or years, but rather hours or days. And the more you expose yourself to those stories, the more that will become part of your belief system. It'll become part of your consciousness. And as you are connecting with those who have achieved that, what you will find is that you are receiving a transmission on how to do that in the retelling of the story. It is encoded in the information. So you don't have to figure out how it was done in the physical form. They're sending you the information, and it makes it much, much easier then for you to repeat the process. So we're going to leave you with that today. But know that you are divinely supported at all times. You are divinely connected at all times. You are never separate. You couldn't be even if you wanted to be, as we always say. So feel free to call on us or any of your divine support system. The more specific you are with your questions, the more we are better able to serve you. And then just listen. Trust what you get. And if there is doubt, ask for confirmation. And until then, dear ones, we are watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.